What if I told you that detox is dangerous and most programs are actually making you sicker and not better? But what if I told you there are strategies that I use to help me lose weight, feel great, get hormone balance, and so much more that truly transform my life? Would you believe me? Let's navigate this dicey topic together today on the Non-Toxic Living Podcast. We spend a third of our lives in bed. Shouldn't it be a sanctuary? Most sheets, even organic ones, are dyed with fossil fuels, but Isomé uses medicinal plants instead. So pure, you could literally drink the dye water. No synthetics, no toxins, just organic cotton that feels like skincare. It's the only bedding brand registered as a medical device by the FDA. If your skin is sensitive or you're just done with greenwashing, go to isomé-textiles.com and feel the difference. Use the code NONTOXICDAD for a 10% discount. Welcome, everyone, to the Non-Toxic Living Podcast. My name is Warren Phillips, otherwise known as Non-Toxic Dad. And today we're going to deep dive into the detoxification myths, truths, and misconceptions and lies that are floating around about a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Why? Because it gave me my life back. And I'm going to share my story, a short version of this story on this podcast today. But what I really want to share with you is how detoxification truly works inside of your body, so you're not wasting your time and money on supplements and diets that they're calling detox, and they're really not. There's detoxification processes that happen naturally in your body, and we're getting overwhelmed with the 80,000 different chemicals that we can be exposed to daily. Our liver is getting overwhelmed. We're overflowing those toxins like a bucket that doesn't have a drain hole, and those toxins are accumulating, and they're overflowing what they call systemically, which means they're being spread throughout our body. Systemic toxins floating out into our bloodstream, getting stored into our fat cells. Just like if you're drinking a bunch of alcohol, right? Your liver gets overwhelmed and you smell it coming out your skin, right? In your lungs. It's trying to push it out in other areas, and it's actually storing it in fat cells too. And your liver gets overwhelmed with too many toxins. It stores them in fat cells. And then we do a juice cleanse or a diet or a GLP-1, and we lose all that weight, and those toxins get circulated back into our body, and our liver can't deal with them. We're going to talk about why your liver can't deal with them, how detoxification works, and how to help your body with these little filters that you could add to your detoxification strategies, your natural detoxification strategies that are happening in your body on the daily. As a matter of fact, they're called phase one and phase two detoxification. I'm going to give you some analogies so you can really understand what detoxification is and what it isn't, and then give you some of these special tips and tricks that I use each and every week and each and every day to help my body deal with the overwhelming amount of toxins. And what do you feel like when you have an overwhelming amount of toxins in your life? You're going to have chronic headaches. You're going to have brain fog. You're going to have fatigue. You're not going to sleep well. You're going to have hormone imbalance. You're going to have low sex hormones. You're going to feel like absolute junk. Your gut microbiome, one of the major causes of gut dysbiosis, is toxins, glyphosate. It works on the shikimate pathway of bacteria, and it wrecks and kills your bacteria in your gut, and it wrecks and kills the bacteria in the soils. So we have to find ways, just like we need to restore the microbiome of the earth so it can breathe and interact and live and deliver what it's supposed to deliver to us, which is nutritious food instead of dead, lifeless food. That's what happens when you're gut microbiome isn't working, or the soil microbiome isn't working properly. Your body can't properly digest food. You have leaky gut. You have all these health problems. And this is what we're experiencing today in the planet. It is dying and being killed by toxic chemicals. Same thing is happening inside of our bodies. As a matter of fact, one of the main causes of gut dysbiosis, or a shift into a bad gut microbiome, is toxins, because toxins are horrible, glyphosate being one of the worst for your gut microbiome. Heavy metals, mercury, lead, you're getting it from your food, you're getting it from your personal care products, you're literally getting it from the air we breathe. We're breathing almost a credit card or half a credit card a week of microplastics, which can have a bunch of heavy metals and plasticizers and hormone-disrupting, endocrine-disrupting compounds associated inside of those plastics, and we're carrying into their body. There's lots of new research coming out right now. I saw an associate of mine, Dr. Mark Hyman, just post about that the other day, talking about that the microplastic contamination is getting worse and worse. And our bodies have to deal with all of that. Everything is plastic. Everything's petroleum-based. The pharmaceutical drugs are literally poisons to our body. Whether you have to take them or not, they're petroleum-based, many of them, and they're toxic to our bodies. They're hard on our liver. We're getting overwhelmed from medications, from the air we breathe, the water we drink, the toxic furniture, and all the plastics and chemicals. Instead of making furniture out of natural things that actually deliver frequency and health to our bodies, we're making furniture cheap out of plastic. We're wearing cheap plastic clothing that's far less expensive than this organic cotton t-shirt that I'm wearing. We're using a bunch of toxic dyes instead of using natural dyes like indigo. We make these chemicals and put those into our shirts that we don't realize that we eat whatever we put on our skin, and we're overwhelming our bodies with toxins, leading to a lot of chronic conditions and health problems, thyroid problems, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, PCOS, you name it, there's a toxin associated with the health challenge that you're having. These toxins are wreaking havoc on your family, on your life, and I know it because I've been there. Back in 2003, I was cleaning up a lot of hazardous waste, mercury, petroleum-based toxins, underground storage tanks, used federal defense sites, working with the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Forest Service, cleaning up abandoned mines. Long story short, my body, my liver, was getting overwhelmed with toxins. It was storing all these heavy metals and toxins into my fat cells, and slowly over time, my cells stopped working because these heavy metals really affect your mitochondria, which are the little engines that run us. And when that gets low, everything falls apart. Mitochondrial dysfunction is a root cause of many of our health conditions, and toxins are one of the major, if not the major reason your mitochondria stop working properly. And once that happens, that's when the bottom falls out. So toxins, the thing that they did to me the most is they wiped out my mitochondria. When you have low mitochondria, you can't detox. It takes 4 of the energy counts, we'll call it ATP, what your body produces, we call it adenosine triphosphate, takes 4 of those to create a glutathione, your body's natural antioxidant, which can conjugate toxins and neutralize them in your body. That's phase 2 detoxification. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Just to get back to my story, though, is I was overwhelmed with toxins. I was really sick. All the things I loved and was able to do, I was no longer able to do. I was this young Christian guy. I wanted to get married and have kids. But instead of all my dreams, I had to pack up my bags, load up my truck, and drive all the way back to Pennsylvania into my parents' house that was moldy. So my symptoms went from a 6 out of 10 to 9 out of 10. And I never thought I would have my life back. And it was true detoxification. Some of the things I'm going to share with you right here, right now on this show that gave me my life back. And I was doing it all wrong for a very long time. But when I discovered true detoxification strategies, not the myths, not the misconceptions, and not the lies, but the real things that work with your body to remove these toxins completely and fully, does everything start to come back online. And that's what it did for me. And that's the point of the show. I'm going to share with you what detoxification really is, how to do it, and how it can restore your life like it restored mine. I now have 3 beautiful girls. I'm able to share this information with you online about this beautiful journey and story, the hero's journey. I got my life back. I'm married. I have a wonderful life, and I get to share this with you. And that's why I want to share this information with you today. That's why I want you to share this with your friends, because I'm really saddened that true detoxification strategies are not shared. And some of the secrets I'm going to share with you, the truths are twisted. They're telling you to take certain products and tell you that they do certain things, and they don't. Scientifically, it's impossible. Or you're taking products that are putting heavy metals and toxins back into your body, or you're being told to do a detoxification strategy that's only stirring up toxins in your body. One of the analogies I'll use today, it's like having a dusty home and taking a leaf blower and just blowing dust around, causing inflammation, causing health challenges, causing redistribution of toxins that can blunt your hormones, that can inflame your cell membrane. When these toxins inflame your cell membrane, good nutrients can't come in, bad things can't come out. You have a toxic cell. It's called cellular fluidity. Gets shut down through inflammation, and inflammation happens when toxins attach to cell membranes, especially fat-soluble toxins, because your cells are made of fats. That's why good, healthy fats are so important. So it's not a myth that these industrial seed oils are bad for you, because they get incorporated into your cell membrane, and that's not what your cell membrane is made up of. These are not healthy fats for your body that they really can use, and they cause cellular inflammation, and that's the problem. I get sad about that. I get sad when people defend something that the literature clearly shows that it's not good. Now, is all seed oils bad? I'm not on that bandwagon. There are certain seed oils
that aren't going to harm you as much, or if at all. And it just depends on how they're processed, where they came from, the type of seed oil that it is. So not all seed oils are bad, and large amounts, they can be. But it all comes down to cellular inflammation, and that's what toxins do. Bad fats, like a canola oil that's industrially processed, bleached, sanitized, you know, filtered, you know, all this crazy stuff. So it's even usable. So it's no longer grease. It's canola oil that you can cook in, that kind of grease. And then they say it's food. And then they wonder why we have all the disease we have today. Same thing with the overwhelming amount of toxins. It's linked to everything, you know, Alzheimer's disease, you name it, heart disease. They're linked to everything. Everything that woes you, there's a toxin, an inflammatory process that can be driven by toxins in your body. There can be toxins that drive hormonal processes in your body that negatively impact your health. There are things that your bodies can't use, and they're super dangerous. And I want to show you the right way to get them out. Why? Because that's what gave me my life back, and that's the point of this show. So let's talk about detoxification and how your body naturally does these things. I have programs and things that I do, and I do teach about dietary things that help drive phase one and phase two detoxification in your body. Cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, things like that. Even kale, if you cook it and steam it so that there's not a ton of oxalates. But I'm not a guy that's not going to tell you to eat these vegetables because they have nutrients, phytonutrients, antioxidants that are super healthy for your body. We're not at war with nature, guys. We don't eat these certain things because these plants are going to kill us. No, these plants can heal us. We just got to do it right. We got to cook it using ancient wisdom. Think about rice. You don't eat that outer hull. It's full of heavy metals. It's hard on your digestion. It has a ton of oxalates. The Asian communities have showed us to not eat that stuff, right? You don't eat brown rice. You eat white rice because that's been removed. So you don't get the toxins and you get something that your body can use and you don't get a ton of the toxins. Same thing with kale. You just need to steam it and a lot of those oxalates go way down. Now, I don't eat a ton of kale. I really don't like it, but it has a time and a place for these vegetables that you need to fuel phase one and phase two detoxification. Phase one is what mobilizes toxins in your body. And sometimes when you push phase one detoxification, say with a bunch of juice drinks that you're drinking these high antioxidant, cruciferous vegetable kale juice drinks, right? And you're even adding cilantro, which doesn't bind heavy metals, by the way. It stirs them up. It's mobilizing them, not just because of the antioxidants and how it's driving phase one detoxification in your body, but it has these weak binding sites on it, these groups that cause these toxins to stir up even more, and it's not pulling it out of your body. So that's one of the myths and lies, that these juices, cilantro, chlorella, they're not true binders. They're not really helping filter out toxins. They're more drivers of phase one detoxification, which is the mobilization of toxins, stirring things up, taking a leaf blower in a dusty home and just flying dust all around. Phase two comes along and grabs on and neutralizes those toxins. And then it packages them up and wants to get rid of them. How does it get rid of them? The water-soluble toxins, your liver will send them to your kidneys and your skin to get rid of them. Sweat is one of the greatest ways you can naturally detoxify your body. So when you can help support sweating, you're helping support your liver so it's not getting overwhelmed, and your kidneys so it's not getting overwhelmed. So you're able to take these toxins and excrete them out of your body through movement, right? Through sunlight, through which drives your mitochondrial energy, which you need to detoxify. When you're sweating, you're helping your liver out because you're removing these toxins through your sweat. And if you're not going to remove them from your sweat and you get overwhelmed, they could wind back up in your liver again. And your liver has to use phase two detoxification nutrients in your body like glutathione and glutamine, and glycine and all these, and minerals, selenium, things like that. It's going to deplete your body of these things because it's got to keep reprocessing these toxins, hoping to get rid of them. It can't use them. It tries to get rid of them. If your liver gets overwhelmed, again, you store these things in shelves in your fat cells. And then you'll push a detox. You'll do a big fast. You'll lose a bunch of weight, and those toxins will come in. They'll harm your liver. They'll overwhelm it, and they'll get back into your body. They're wasting your minerals, wasting energy in your body. You only have so much energy in your body. You don't want to have to do the work more than once. You got to support your body to do it right the first time. And I'm going to show you how you help your body, your liver, not get overwhelmed so you can get these toxins out of your life, so you can experience the energy and life that you deserve, so you can think clear, so you can share information like this on a video and know that that you're making a difference, that you can feel love in ways that you never felt it before. Because when your hormones come back online, your happy hormones, and toxins suppress that, you feel good about life and you want to add value to others. And we all want to do that. We all want to be productive. We all want to give back. We want to show up and be there for our friends and family. And I always like putting this into my podcast. You are a good friend. You are a great person. Whether you're telling yourself that right now or not, it doesn't serve you to tell yourself that. But I'd like to tell you that you are doing a great job. You're doing the best job you can. Forgive yourself and let's move on with strategies and things that are going to pull your life forward so you can achieve your dreams. And detoxification is a great strategy, if done right, to help you pull you towards your goals in life, towards your financial goals, because you're going to have more energy. You're going to attract more people because you're nicer and you're kinder and you can pick up the phone more often and you can create relationships. If you don't have cellular energy and mitochondrial function, you're not going to be able to do that. You're just going to be surviving every day and you're going to go into protection mode and just do as minimal as possible. And you're going to go veg out and watch TV. That could be a cycle of life that we could break today, right now, by teaching you some of the amazing strategies to help your body permanently remove these toxins. So back to phase two, detoxification. You want to make sure that you do sweat, that you do move. I like infrared sauna. I'm going to show you what I do in my infrared sauna to really help my body get rid of toxins. But if you can sweat, you can move, and you can exercise, that's going to pump your lymphatic system. That's going to get sweat out. That's going to help your body not get overwhelmed with toxins, because the last thing that you want is to overwhelm your body. And a lot of detoxification programs and strategies give you a bunch of supplements that are overwhelming you. You take a glutathione precursor product, which is really great. I've invented some of those. I've formulated them in the past. They're great. But someone who's really toxic and you just push that phase two, or you take in phase one detoxification, the stirring up, the mobilization, and even the conjugation and packaging of these, the neutralization, conjugation, there's conjugation, sulfonation, these pathways that happen to neutralize toxins in your liver, and then they package them up and then they get removed, right? So let's go over that. So your body naturally needs to detoxify. It has this phase one process, and you can eat foods that can help support that. Same thing with phase two, and you can also take supplements. But I warn you, don't push it too much, because there's a lot of toxins in your body. And just like a traffic jam, if you push too much into your liver, it can't get rid of them all. It doesn't have enough nutrients and conjugation and sulfonation, and you run out of these resources, and then these toxins get stored in your fat cells. And you only have so many fat cells to store in. So this is the challenge that we're having. So don't over push phase one and phase two. You want to gently support it. But what happens is, in phase two detoxification, you have your water soluble toxins, which if there's enough phase two nutrients to conjugate all those water soluble type toxins, then your kidneys you can urinate them out. You can urinate out these toxins, and you can also sweat them out. It's really awesome. But there's another pathway, which is your fat-soluble toxins, and those get incorporated into bile, and that bile gets excreted through your gallbladder and your liver. So that's what happens to the water-soluble toxins. They're being taken care of through one pathway and being excreted through your kidneys and through sweat and even through your lungs, the volatile organic toxins. So an example of that is when you drink too much, what do you smell on your breath? Alcohol. It's a volatile toxin. If you ever got a big gasoline exposure all over your skin, you can literally smell the benzene, which is carcinogenic, coming off in your breath. So if you ever get exposed to too much of a toxin, your body will try to get rid of it through your breath. So these are the volatile organic compounds. That's what comes out through your lungs. But getting back to this, the other pathway are the fat-soluble toxins. And your liver attaches those to a fat, typically your bile, as it's being excreted directly into your small intestine. And that bile is excreted in your upper small intestine, and it can have toxins attached to it. As a matter of fact, it does have toxins attached to it, the fat-soluble kind, like heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides. And your body conserves that bile. 95% of it is reabsorbed in the lower small intestine and then put back into the bloodstream through the portal vein, which goes directly back into the liver. Now your liver has to conjugate and take care of those toxins all over again. And if your liver is overwhelmed, those will go systemic. Again, the same toxins you're trying to get rid of, that is causing inflammation, that's causing hormone dysregulation, are getting sent back out into your body and maybe stored in fat cells, maybe stored on your thyroid, maybe stored on some cells that are going to cause, you know, some big problems like DNA damage. You just don't know, and you don't want to take the risk, because every time you recirculate these toxins, it's like spinning a revolver of a gun. All you need to do is trigger a bad gene and your life could be thrown into an autoimmune condition. So getting rid of these highly reactive, horrible, life-altering toxins out of your body are really critical. And then your bile also can be stored in your gallbladder. And every time you eat to digest fats, you release bile as well. And that can be full of toxins as well. But what I'm talking about here is the hepatic, it's called enteropathic recirculation that happens as your bile is secreted. So these horrible fat-soluble toxins are being stored in your gallbladder. They're being excreted into your upper small intestine. They're moving down through your small intestine and getting reabsorbed in the lower small intestine through the portal vein and causing this retoxification over and over again. And we know the consequences of it. I want to give you an example that maybe you can understand a little more easily. So our homes, they get dusty. Imagine you have a really dusty home. You haven't ever truly detoxed. Your liver has been overwhelmed because of the 80,000 different chemicals we're being exposed to. You're breathing in microplastics. You have microplastics now stored in your brain, all through every organ and tissue in your body. This is what the research shows. We are so full of toxins, and we have dust all through this home, our whole house. Now we think about phase one detoxification. Now we're going to come in and stir all this stuff up and clean it. And then we're going to put air filters inside phase two to render these things and package them and get rid of them off on that really good filter. So here we are. Our bodies are this big home. We're full of all this dust, and we bring in a leaf blower and we're just blowing dust all around. One, phase two might not be strong enough to pick up all that dust. We don't have enough resources. We don't have enough filters being put around, and we don't have the right kind of filters. The ones that can do water-soluble toxins, we're not able to get those out. We don't have enough of those filters to conjugate and get rid of those toxins and to render them harmless and to package them and be able to pull them out. We don't have a bunch of fat-soluble type filters in our home inside of here to pull them out. As a matter of fact, you don't have fat-soluble filters in your body. That's the problem. That's where retoxification happens. Unlike the filters that grab onto the water-soluble toxins in your body, like your kidneys, and be able to sweat it out, you don't have a filter that can get rid of the dust and dirt in your home that are fat-soluble. So let's think about how this may work inside of your home. You come in and you have this dusty home, and you have an HVAC system that has HVAC piping that lead back to a filter in your HVAC unit, your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning unit. And they have these filters that you take inside and out. Think of that as the water-soluble toxins that you want to get rid of. So if you stir it up through phase one detoxification, you do a bunch of juices that drive all this. You take a bunch of supplements like milk thistle or some herb that really drives up and stirs up toxins, which makes them more reactive, and they can cause more damage, by the way, if you're pushing it too hard. So that's dangerous. Pushing phase one too hard is dangerous. Let me make that clear. That's a truth that I want to share with you today. And a myth is that you can just do phase one and phase two and be healthy. Not in today's environment. Your body's too overwhelmed. So here we are. We're overwhelming this system. That filter gets clogged. And so now, instead of going through the filter, it's going around the filter. It's bypassing the filter and just bringing these toxins right back into your body. That's what happens when your phase one detoxification gets backed up as far as the water-soluble toxins. But there should be another filter, because as those toxins are coming through your piping, the fat-soluble toxins are going over here, which are going to get eliminated through your defecation. But we'll call that, it's going to go into the sewer, and the water-soluble toxins are going to get attached to that filter. So the fat-soluble are trying to go into the sewer. The problem is that sewer pipe of those toxins goes right back into your home. So you're blowing those toxins right back around. That's enterohepatic recirculation. The fat-soluble toxins, because the bile is being reabsorbed in your body through the lower small intestine, through the portal vein, which is in the blood, and back into the liver, all your fat-soluble toxins have a really good chance of just coming right back into your body. So if you're blowing all this dust, some of the dust is getting filtered out. If your phase two is getting overwhelmed for water-soluble toxins, it's going around that filter and retoxifying you. But because a lot of the fat-soluble toxins are getting reabsorbed through the bile, you're repolluting your home over and over again. You're never getting rid of those toxins. And then your body has to use all those resources. Like, it's like hiring a bunch of maids and trying to just wipe it down and trying to conjugate it again, trying to get rid of it, but you can't because it keeps getting reincirculated. That's why you need to install a filter, a secondary filter on your body's detoxification system that it doesn't have. In today's environment, you need binders. And people are going to say, I take binders. No, you don't. You might, but you're likely not, because in this industry, they're telling you that binders that do certain things don't. There's a few different types of things that can filter out or help bind up these fat-soluble toxins and that toxic bile complex that's coming out through your liver, right? That toxic bile complex that's dropping in to your upper small intestine and getting reabsorbed in the lower small intestine, going right back up through the portal vein back into the liver and just happening over and over again. Your liver then gets overwhelmed. You start getting symptoms because these toxins go systemic in your body. I'm going to show you a graph for those of you like watching this on YouTube so you can really see and understand what I'm talking about.
Quick break to talk about something I love, coffee, because this is one of those daily habits most people don't realize can quietly work against them, not for them. Coffee is one of the most sprayed crops in the world, and if it's not sourced carefully, you can end up drinking pesticides and mold along with your caffeine. That's why I'm intentional about the coffee I drink. I choose coffee that's organically grown, low acid, and tested for mold and toxins, so I get all the benefits without the baggage. If you're drinking coffee every day, this is one of the easiest upgrades you can make. Check out the cleanest and healthiest coffee in the world that I trust at lifeboostcoffee.com/nontoxicdad for a discount.
So here's your liver. This is where your body processes a lot of those toxins. It's the washing machine in your life, and it's washing all these toxins, but it releases these toxins right into your small intestine through bile, this toxic bile complex, and it also stores bile in the gallbladder, which if the bile is full of toxins, when you eat, you dump that into your small intestine as well. So here you are, you're washing these clothes, you're trying to get rid of the dirty water, and it's coming down into your small intestine, then it travels down, and then all of a sudden the dirty water goes back through this hepatic portal vein and gets right back into your liver. And then your liver has to do all the conjugation and washing again. It's like washing dirty clothes over and over again, but then you put more dirty clothes in your liver, which is your washer. It's getting more and more overwhelmed. It can't hold all this dust and dirt. It's overwhelming your liver, which can lead to fatty liver and liver problems. But not only that, to help your liver not get liver problems and not stop working, it gets overwhelmed. It just releases them. It just says, hey, let's go store these in your fat cells. So your body's really smart. It doesn't want to get overwhelmed, but this is why you're getting overwhelmed. This enterohepatic recirculation of those toxic bile, the toxic bile that your body's using to get rid of these toxins, but it can't because it doesn't have a filter to get rid of them. What you need to do is down here in the upper small intestine is make sure you put a filter, and that filter is a true binder. And there's only a few different types of things that can bind that toxic bile complex that can be a filter for your body. And guess what? It's not really fulvic and humic acids. They can kind of bind it. It's not Shilajit, or however you want to pronounce that, right? Shilajit, you know? It's not clays, although clays can bind a little bit of bile. They're not really good at it. There's a drug that does it really well. It's called cholestyramine. And that's where I kind of learned this from Dr. Richie Shoemaker, who helped all these people get their lives back. If you read the book Mold Warriors, very scary book, read it tongue in cheek because it's not doomsday if you got a mold exposure, but you do have to do certain things like bind up this toxic bile complex, because those biotoxins, which are wicked toxic, man, they'll wipe out your life. They're horrible. And they're recirculating, causing more inflammation over and over again, going systemic in your body, causing massive hormone dysregulation, cellular dysfunction. They're horrible, like massive, drives up your inflammation markers. It's nasty stuff. He's the one that kind of taught me this because I didn't want to take plastic, but I read a study that how carbon was the secret, a super activated carbon, because it can bind fats. They love the fats, and they can bind them up. And it was a study. It was funny. I still had my university access at my college, University of Montana, and I was looking for an alternative to cholestyramine, which was the cholesterol-lowering drug. And how does it lower cholesterol? By binding the fats in the bile and removing them all the way out through your large intestine and out of your body. So you're pooping out extra fat, which is lowering your cholesterol, right? And so that's what cholestyramine does. So this USP carbon that they were using in the study out of Italy, and now there's been multiple studies since then. I'm talking, I found this over 15 years ago. And I have to say, I was the first person to figure this out. Pretty cool. And later, I've done some patents and some things that I'll share with you at the end of the show. But this is really, really cool stuff. So cholestyramine did it, but carbon does the same thing. The mechanism of action that they said that this carbon, it was just straight carbon that lowered the cholesterol in the people who take this drug, and it was just carbon, was that it was binding, the mechanism of action was binding this toxic bile complex. Maybe not toxic bile complex is not what the study said, but binding bile, and you were pooping out those fats and you weren't putting them back into your body, so your cholesterol would lower. But that was the secret. That's when my jaw dropped. That's when everything changed for me. That was the secret I wanted to share with you today, is when you can learn to bind up these fat-soluble toxins that are highly dangerous to your body, that when you can balance phase one and phase two detoxification and not just do a big juice cleanse that stirs up a bunch of toxins in phase one, and you're not supporting phase two enough, and you don't know that you're stirring up a bunch of fat-soluble toxins that your body's not able to eliminate because it doesn't have a filter for fat-soluble toxins. You need a filter. You need a true binder. And the best, by far, is super activated carbon. It's amazing at binding this stuff up and helping it go out through the large intestine. And then you start to feel better. So going back to Dr. Richie Shoemaker, this medical doctor, he gave people cholestyramine not to do this, that were biotoxically ill. It was a listeria outbreak on the Pocomoke River, which has a wicked biotoxin, and he had all these sick people coming to his clinic, and he was giving them cholestyramine to, because it binds you. It's a toxic plastic resin. It's microplastics. And he gave it so that they didn't have diarrhea, because it kind of constipates you, because it's this plastic resin that can kind of bridge in your colon and kind of bind up loose stool or diarrhea. And what he found is that they start feeling amazing. They got their energy back. They didn't have brain fog anymore. They start sleeping through the night. And then he went off on this journey of mold illness. And he's the father of that. He's a wild and crazy guy. I think he gave up his license, and he still does this work. He uses a lot of drugs to help people get well. We brought him this carbon, the carbon that we use. He's like, but you know, he has his path, we have ours. I love nature, not a big fan of plastic drugs and, you know, these sorts of things. There's a time and a place though, I get it. So he helps a lot of people regardless. But this process is what gave me my life back. Finding a way to not recirculate toxins in my body is just a miracle, and it binds up these toxins so you're not overwhelming your liver, so you're getting ahead. So you're taking the trash out every time you drop in the super activated carbon in there. And there's some other fibrous things like baobab fruit and apple pectin that can also help with this. But carbon by far in the literature is the best at binding up these fats. Really cool. So how do you do it? How do you utilize super activated carbon? Make sure you get one that doesn't have a lot of heavy metals in it, because they can. And carbon's no good at heavy metals, by the way. That's a myth. That's a lie. Carbon is horrible at binding heavy metals. So if you read a product that says, I have this super activated carbon in them and it binds all these toxins, including heavy metals, well, no, not really. In fact, if you look at a Brita water filter and you look at their heavy metal results, a lot of the times the metals get higher because the carbon that's in the filter is contaminated with heavy metals, and the output in the pitcher, the water that you're getting has more heavy metals than what you filtered out. But you probably have lower chlorine, you would have lower volatile organic compounds and things like that, because volatile things, that's why you have a carbon filter. Say you're getting your nails done, they have carbon filters to get rid of or if you have smoke, you know, if there's smoke, I remember back in the day when you're allowed to smoke, I was going to bingo with my grandma, they'd have carbon filters to filter out, and particulates as well, but they have carbon filters that get rid of a lot of the smoke and volatile toxins that are out there. So things like formaldehyde, benzene, toluene, you know, volatile organic-based toxins. Carbon can also bind things like pesticides and herbicides as well. So it does have that, which is kind of neat, because if it has those toxins in the toxic biocomplex that's being dumped from your liver, it'll be able to kind of work into some of those toxins and make sure they get bound up a little bit better. But it doesn't, the point is, it doesn't bind heavy metals like it says, but it can donate heavy metals to your body for free. They travel along with carbon, depending on the type of carbon that they're using. I like certain carbons that are made from organic bamboo, and then even some hardwood sources. Hardwood sources, when they make that, it's really, really active. It can has a very, very high absorption capacity. It can really bind up a lot of those fats, and that's what you want. You want a really super activated carbon, so when it comes in contact with the fats and that toxic biocomplex, it can get rid of it. So you're taking the trash out daily, and you're slowly lowering that bucket of toxins in your life. If you're able to remove the stuff through your kidneys and you're sweating, and then you're pulling out with this new filter, the carbon that's sitting down here, then you're lowering that toxic bucket, so you're not getting the spread of toxins systemic in your body where it's causing all the damage to your hormones and your cells and your cellular membrane, your mitochondria, your mitochondrial membrane, and just slowing all the processes down in your body, ruining cell signaling, ruining hormone signaling. Like, all the detrimental downside of toxins are now being lessened in your life, and you're not trashing your gut microbiome. Say there's some glyphosate in that toxic biocomplex. Well, as that travels down through your large intestine and your small intestine and it keeps being recirculated, you're wiping out your microbiome, and your microbiome is literally the fingerprint of your health. You have to take care of the soil of your body, just like you have to take care of the soil outside. A healthy garden, if you're growing a healthy garden, every gardener will tell you this is why regenerative farming is so powerful. Healthy garden, healthy plants. If you have your plants have disease and they're getting eaten up by bugs and fungus, that means your soil's bad. You don't have the right microbiology. A healthy plant can fight off bugs. It can put the chemicals, it has enough energy to put the chemicals in its leaf so that it can ward off the bugs and the insects and the fungus. It can have antimicrobials and natural antifungals into the plant, right? And you have to grow the plant where it's supposed to be grown as well. It's hard to grow certain things in a desert that are supposed to be grown in the tropics, and you can't grow something in the tropics in the desert without altering and trying to create the same conditions. So yeah, kind of an off tangent, but that's what I deal with when I farm up here on my mountain. I'm always trying to grow things, and it's so hard. But when I created a good soil, I didn't have as many bugs. I get more fruit from my life. You'll get more fruit from your body if you protect your microbiome. You'll have more energy, a much better life. This is where most of your immune system, a great deal of your immune system, comes from your gut and your gut microbiota. So it's so important to take care of it, and you don't want to retoxify it. So let's apply this to your life. And I'm going to finish this show with talking about a few other filters that you can put into your body that can really help your body bind up and permanently filter out toxins versus enterohepatic circulation versus stressing your liver and your kidneys out so that it's not able to keep up with these toxins. So if you're stirring up too much toxins in phase one, let's put some filters out there. There's some filters that you can put in there that go systemic into your body, into your bloodstream, that can help pull some of these toxins out. So just to help your bucket get lower and lower without really going into, you know, phase two detoxification, kind of bypassing that a bit, grabbing on some of these toxins before they get into your liver. And if they do get into your liver, they're already bound up and they can't get reabsorbed. And even if they did get reabsorbed, they're completely nullified and permanently bound. And eventually they get out of your body. So there's some fun things we can do there. But let's talk about how I use superactivated carbon in my life. We talked about one of the tricks that I do when I'm really not feeling well and I want to detox, or if I'm on a detox, what I'll do is throughout the day, before I eat food, especially fatty food, 30 minutes before, I'll consume, you know, 3 or 4 capsules of carbon. And I wait 30 minutes so that I get it right about here in the upper small intestine, waiting for when I eat, especially fats, some of that toxic from those toxins that could be in the gallbladder, some of the natural bile flow that's coming from the liver that's coming down here can be caught and pulled out of my body. So it's just like I time it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take the garbage out at 3. So at 2:30, I'm going to take some carbon so that when I eat and the garbage gets dumped out through the bile, I have a garbage can right here to help pull that stuff out so it doesn't get reabsorbed through the portal vein and gets eliminated through your feces. Pretty cool. So that's one way I do it. The other thing, it's a dual approach, because before I go into an infrared sauna, or if you go into just a hard rock sauna, when you cause a hormetic effect, when you cause hormesis, your body can release toxins. Also, far infrared light in a far infrared sauna can also cause hormesis and cause your body to release toxins. And then the energy itself, those wavelengths, can cause sweating in your deeper tissues. And there's a bus study that shows that you release toxins through your sweat. And there's also studies showing that when you're doing a far infrared sauna, that the toxins are released into your bloodstream and you're circulating toxins at that time. Mercury BPA is what the study shows. But the bus study, the blood, urine, and sweat study, shows that you can actually sweat these toxins out. So I love infrared sauna, but you're stirring up toxins, right? So you need a binder, because a lot of those fat-soluble toxins are going to go through your bloodstream and wind up back in your liver, where they're going to have to get conjugated and pulled out, right? Because you use an external physical force, this energy, to release toxins. It's almost like phase one, but not, right? But you still have to conjugate these toxins in your liver, package them up for removal. So as you stir toxins in infrared sauna, what I do is put that catcher's mitt in there. So I'm sweating that whole time. And there's one other thing I take too, and it's a zeolite that can help support as well. And I'll talk about that when I talk about binders at the end of this show. I'm gonna do a quick overview for you guys. So what I do, just like before I eat, is I take that carbon 30 minutes before I'm gonna get out, right? So if I do a 15-minute sauna, I would take it 15 minutes before I got in, so it's 30 minutes. And then either I do one of two things. I eat some fatty foods to dump that bile so that I can help pull that out through that same mechanism, just like I showed you in the last example. Or what I'll do is I'll take a suppository called a Xenoplex, and it has glutathione and, more importantly, caffeine, organic coffee caffeine, which can dump your bile duct and dump the bile out that way, right? So that's another product, and I'll put that in the show notes. So, but you can eat fat too, and that'll cause your gallbladder to dump, because you need to dump that bile to digest the fats. Pretty cool concept. So if you don't have a gallbladder, you're still producing bile, but you're not storing it, right? So you understand that. So you still need to bind up that toxic bile, but you're going to need to take extra bile salts to help with the digestion of fats, because it's really important that you're digesting fats, because you need fats for your cell membranes, right? So it's really important to do that. You could also take a tablespoon of really clean, like Body Bio phosphatidylcholine. That'll also cause your bile to dump into your upper small intestine as well. So you can just take a tablespoon of fats. You can eat some sardines. You can do a number of things. Or you can take some Xenoplex. And I like that. I do actually do two of those suppositories, and I feel great, feel energized, because I just feel like when I get all those toxins out, everything seems to work better. And then when I'm not detoxifying, I can kind of feel it. I start getting sluggish. I start getting brain fog. I'm not able to communicate. I'm not as kind. I'm more easily overwhelmed. Then I know it's time to do true detoxification. And true detoxification for me is definitely what I'm showing you right here. I like to do that process in infrared sauna. You can also do that same process in just a hot sauna. So that's another tip. And then the last tip, when it comes to using activated carbon to help bind up those toxins, your liver is always recycling multiple times a day toxins. And there's a circadian rhythm in your liver where it's doing its thing. It has this rhythm that happens cyclically in your body. And one of the times is at night, it's going through its process and cleaning. So right before bed, you take a bunch of carbon as well. So I usually take 4 or 5 capsules before bed and of super activated carbon. And when I do that, when your liver's dumping at night, it's catching those toxins that way. So again, doing things to lower your toxic burden in your body. We want to lower it down, because when your toxic burden gets lower, you're not circulating toxins, you're not causing all those problems in your body, and you're lowering things that are stored in your house. You don't want a cluttered home. You don't want all your fat cells full of toxins, getting overwhelmed, that's when you, to safely say, that's when you experience your worst life. That's when you're having a hard time with your energy and your health and your focus. And it's wearing your body down that's going to eventually lead to disease. It's going to trigger bad things in your life. So we don't want to do that. We want to lower that toxic burden. We all understand. I get this question all the time on Non-Toxic Dad. What can we do? It's so overwhelmed with toxins. This is the process that gave me my life back. And I'm so glad I got to share this amazing secret with you today, the secret that gave me my life back, and we get to share this with others. To end this show, I'm going to talk about just a few other binders that you can utilize as little filters in your body and what to beware of and what you can use for what purpose. So here we go. Let's start with clays. I'm going to step on a lot of the things you probably thought about clays and how powerful they are. Well, it is true. They can bind heavy metals just in your gut. They don't leave your gut. They don't go systemic, right? We keep saying that word. Systemic is bloodstream, your interstitial fluids, your lymphatic fluids, those areas, cellular areas, right, in your body. It doesn't go systemic. It just stays in your gut and goes out. But yes, they do have an electrostatic charge, a cation exchange capacity, a negative that can attract positively charged heavy metals. However, that can be changed. It's a very weak bond. And if you have a change in pH, it can be re-released. And so what I like to say is the better the binder, the more contaminated they are, right? And the best binder out there for heavy metals is zeolites. We're going to talk about that probably next. Is it's heavily contaminated because it's so great at binding heavy metals. That's why it's so contaminated. Clays are okay at binding heavy metals, and they're contaminated. And the challenge is almost all clays are contaminated. If you're choosing a clay and at a decent dose, let's say 1,000 milligrams, or maybe, I would say 1,000 milligrams. If it exceeds Prop 65, I wouldn't take it. It's too contaminated. And that binding, people say, oh, it's permanently bound in clays. Don't worry about it. Take a bunch of it. That says the person selling the product and says some of the experts who don't really understand the chemistry of this. This is basic ion exchange chemistry. Things change with pH, temperature, even microbial activity can affect these charges and have these toxins re-released. So this stuff interacts with your microbiology, interacts with your pH and your system, and these toxins can be released. However, just as a general thing, if you did find some clays that were really clean and you took it, they're a good support to gut detoxification. Let's put it that way. They can be beneficial. They can also stop diarrhea. They can bind you up because these swell. There's illite, kaolinite, bentonite, marillanite, all these different clays. I studied them all. They all have a little bit different ion exchange capacity. Some are better than others. Some swell up more and you get the sheeting effect, and you can bind toxins in there. So they can be beneficial, but most of the time, here's my warning to you, they're contaminated with heavy metals and they're probably going to add more toxins than removing them. And they're not really good at binding that toxic biocomplex that we talked about earlier in the show. Next up is zeolites. The best, according to the literature, and I'll drop a bunch of different articles and literature in the show notes, are by far the heavy metal magnet. They act like a magnet. Let me pull up my little example, their honeycomb structure. So what's neat about zeolites is they don't have just this one little negative charge. They have this honeycomb, this aluminum silicate structure, where they can have multiple negatives inside of this cage. So if it has two negatives, it's gonna wanna, it'll loves to grab a heavy metal that has a plus two, like lead, mercury, uranium. Right, they have these plus two charges that fit perfectly inside of here. It doesn't prefer magnesium, sodium, calcium. It's not going to bind those things. It's actually, if it's in the cage, it's going to want to cation exchange it out. It's going to want to exchange it out for the heavy metal because the heavy metal, it's trying to balance its charge. And the pore structure and the size of it, it really loves just how it's built. It's built perfect. They like to call it a heavy metal sieve. And it can bind it in there permanently. And the cool thing about zeolites, even though zeolites don't leave the gut, but I have a patent I'm going to read you at the end of the show to show you what we did to fragment these to make them small enough to cross into cell membranes and into the blood. We'll share that study with you at the very, very end of this show. But what's cool about zeolites, just regular old zeolite powder that comes out of the crystal that comes out of the earth, and you want to get as clean as you can get, You want to make sure it's heavy metal tested, which is really hard to find clean zeolites out there. They're all super contaminated because they're amazing at binding heavy metals and some other toxins. There's some evidence that it can bind certain mycotoxins and even glyphosate, but in general, they are the heavy metal magnet. And so once they get inside of this cage, different than something like fulvic and humic acids, there's no microbiology that happens here. pH doesn't affect what's going on inside that cage. So they're super inert. How they come in is how they're gonna go out. There's none of this microbiology, all this other pH and temperature and all the things that can affect these charges doesn't happen inside of a zeolite. Very inert, so they can come in, support the body, pull this stuff out of your body, and they don't bind bile salts at all. So no good for that, but they're great at supporting if there's some heavy metals around in there, certain other toxins, like I said, like glyphosate. There's some evidence for BPA as well. They're positively charged toxins. This has a negative cage, and the size of them fit right in there. So that's why it's super cool. It's a nice permanent bond. That's what's so powerful. It's a permanent bond is what you want, but they are the most contaminated on the planet. A lot of uranium contamination, things like that inside of zeolite cages. So you need to be very careful. They're one of the most powerful heavy metal binders, but they're also one of the most contaminated. Goes along with my saying, the better binder they are in nature, the more contaminated they're going to be when you pull them out. And so I'm going to share with you at the end of the study what we did that's really special in a patent with these zeolites to clean them out. And we'll talk about that at the end. And the last filter and binder that you can use is fulvic and humic acids, or fulvates and humates. These are from nature. They're from plant matter. They've been broken down by microbiology to create larger, more complex structures like humates and fulvates. And the difference is that the humates are too big. These are large, complex structures, and they don't leave your gut. So humates can help bind that toxic bile complex. So they're a good support to a superactivated carbon, but they're on two different planets. Call this a 2 and that's a 10, right? It's just so much better with the superactivated carbon, but humates do support that. So they are good for that. But again, just like anything in nature, these are decent binders of heavy metals. They're not great. They're not even close to a zeolite, but they can be highly contaminated even more so than clays. So we're about the same, actually, when I've looked at a lot of the data. They're really contaminated with heavy metals, especially lead and mercury and other toxins, because they're in nature and they do bind. These are filters. It's another filter that you can help your body with. So those humates can be really great if you ingest them. But a lot of the products that you're getting, the cheaper the humates, the cheaper the fulvates, the more contaminated they are. The really clean, pristine fulvic and humic acids, or fulvates and humates, are really expensive, and there's a lot of people who want that, and it's a smaller amount, so there's scarcity, and you have to pay a lot more to get that, right? And so companies don't always do that. They take the easy way out. They buy the cheaper stuff, and they have better margin. That's just the facts. And so if there's a Prop 65 warning label on your fulvic and humic acid product, usually they're kind of mixed together, unless you get some extracts. You can get extracts or just extract fulvic acid extracts. There's some different things you can get out there, but there's a good chance, just like with clays, the pH can change on these binding sites. They have these phenolic groups, these carboxyl groups, these hydroxyl groups that can bind up heavy metals, but the pH change in your gut when you're taking them is as it's going into your body, the microbial action that can happen, because this is great for your microbiome. Your bugs love this stuff. This is one of their greatest gifts, is that they're great for your microbiome. This helps feed the good bugs in your body. They're also great at donating trace minerals, redox reactions in your gut. One of the greatest minds that understands these ancient tools like these fulvic and humic acids for redox reactions is Dr. Zach Bush. That guy is just an absolute genius. He truly is. And so they have a lot of benefit there. Again, donating these electrons into your system, helping drive certain chemical reactions, donating the minerals, because they can exchange off of these sites. They're good at exchanging things, right? Same thing happens, though, if there's a heavy metal sitting on there and it gets exchanged off by a change in pH, by microbial activity, it can pollute you. So that's one of the truths I wanted to bring to you today is, yes, it can be a great support for the filter, not as good as activated carbon for binding up that toxic bile complex. But it also, the fulvic acids are water soluble and they can move systemic into your body. So you can actually literally put little filters around inside of your body. And that's really cool. It can help support filtration of the dust that's just floating around. Think of it as like little vacuums going out there and grabbing on the toxins, so you have less of a load that has to get through your HVAC system. It's really grabbing them and dropping to the floor so you can just wipe them up. So that's really great. So they are beneficial if they're clean, and that's a really big deal. But the best, again, heavy metal binder out there, by far better than fulvates and humates, doesn't help with that toxic bile complex is zeolites. But the problem with zeolites is it doesn't leave your gut. But what if some great scientists and a non-toxic dad who had a mission and a purpose would figure it out, would figure out how to break these cages down, break this honeycomb structure down to small enough, just two or three of these little honeycombs that are small enough to cross into your bloodstream and into your cells? Wouldn't that be cool? I want to read you the abstract of our patent. We have two international patents, one in Australia, one in Canada, and then a U.S. patent on this technology. And I want to read it to you because I'm so proud that we did something really special to help support your body's natural ability to detoxify with this zeolite clinoptilolite that we have this patent on. So before I read you about this discovery and what we're able to do with this natural mineral zeolite clinoptilolite, I want to show the folks that are watching on YouTube the ribbon patent. We're really proud of this. This is the U.S. one, and it's blood, sweat, and tears. If you knew the stories behind how hard it was, how much money we spent to figure this out, you would be like, great job, man. You know, it's the all-American athlete in me. I had to figure this out. We had to work hard, and I didn't do it alone. I have a group of scientists and health professionals that helped me figure this out, but I was there in the lab every step of the way. I was living in up by Ogden, Utah at the time, and the lab I was working with was in Ogden, Utah. I was living in Huntsville, and I came down and I'd work with them over and over again trying to figure this out. And I'll read it to you right now. It's really, really cool. We're really passionate about what we do with this natural mineral. I'm going to read it to you right now. In the abstract, it says, zeolites for the extraction of heavy metals are given enhanced purification. So I'll stop right there. So these things are full of heavy metals. And what we're able to do through a complex system is remove most of these heavy metals that are contaminated in here. We remove a significant amount of the toxins. Now, there's a little bit left, but sometimes if they're put into a product, it's not even measurable. When you measure detox products, especially zeolites, you're going to find a lot of heavy metals, even at small doses. So it's really dangerous, and you want to get these out. So I wanted to create something in this patent that cleaned out these cages, so there's far less of a chance, or a very minor chance, of any toxin ever being released back into you. Because when I was sick with heavy metals, when I was taking compounds like DMSA and DMPS, these are drugs you can take, and they're double thiol group crab claw chelator binders, and those can be supportive, but that's like coming in with a sledgehammer in a glass house. You can really, it can really be hard on your liver. It can make you feel like crap, lower your energy. It can mess with your microbiome. These are tough compounds. So, but these are other binders. I'm glad I got remembered to mention that. If you're working with a medical professional, they can be great enhancements to what you're doing. So in this patent, we were able to take these zeolites for the extraction of heavy metals, and are given enhanced purification in the first method stage and further processed in a second method stage to form liquid and solid phases, including swollen clinoptilolite fragments ranging from 200 to 2,000 Daltons. Know what that means? That's small enough to cross cellular membranes, guys. Really super exciting. And formed as liposomes, which means it can be more bioavailable. It can make it easier to cross cellular membranes. That's what liposomes do. And formed as liposomes and usable to substantially reduce heavy metal PPM, parts per million, burdens for purposes of safe ingestion by mammals and reduction of heavy metal contaminants of the gut, vascular system, and your lymphatic systems of a mammalian host. So I'm going to end the show on that, guys. This is a celebration for me that I got to share my journey with you, how I got well, and the detox trick hack, secret, all the fun things you can say that really helped me get my life back, and that's breaking up that hepatic biliary recirculation, enterohepatic circulation, that retoxification that will make you sick over and over again. You break it up, you're going to get healthier and healthier. Use these other binders that I talked about today to help add extra little filters in your bloodstream, in your gut. If you want, just make sure you get clean sources. Thanks for showing up for this show. And I'm so passionate about this show. I will personally answer a lot of your comments because I want to see you get your life back like I did. And I want to see you living the best life you possibly can. That is non-toxic living. Thanks for watching.